Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this second Sunday after Pentecost, proper 5, year A. Our readings today from the book of the prophet Hosea, chapter 5, verses 15 to chapter 6, verse 6, Psalm 50, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 4, verses 13 to 25, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 to 13, and 18 to 26. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your presence with us, and we praise you for your glory that reaches the heavens. We thank you for your people who meet to worship in every place and time. We praise you for the millions of your people who have faithfully met to sing your praises, and for those all over the world who turn to you today. We thank you that you have invited us to join with your people in time and eternity to give you glory. Amen. We have our first hymn, My Lord, My God, CPWI 601. Let us pray. Today we pray the collect for Proper 5. And today being St. Barnabas Day, we pray the collect for the Feast of St. Barnabas. And the Feast of St. Barnabas is the Our Diocesan Mothers Union Founders Day. So we pray the Mothers Union prayer followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, from whom all good proceeds, grant that by your inspiration we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding may do them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, O God, that we may follow the example of your faithful servant Barnabas, who seeking not his own renown, but the well-being of your church, gave generously of his life and substance for the relief of the poor and the spread of the gospel. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Mothers Union Prayer. Loving God, we thank you for your love so freely given to us all. We pray for families around the world. Bless the work of the Mothers Union as we seek to share your love through the encouragement, strengthening, and support of marriage and family life. Empowered by your Spirit, may we be united in prayer and worship, and in love and service, reach out as your hands across the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, What Does God Require of Us? What does God require of us? The children of Israel were the covenant people. They were required to be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a people set apart for God. They were required as the people of God to obey God's law and to listen and respond to the words from God given to them by those whom God called to be prophets. Very often, the children of Israel would be disobedient to God's law, and God would speak to them by way of the prophets. The prophet Hosea was called to be a prophet in the northern kingdom of Israel in the latter half of the 8th century, in the time leading up to the conquest and destruction of Israel by the Assyrians around 722 BC. Hosea confronted the people because of their practices of idolatry and social injustice. The people of Israel were not only ignoring the law, but they also failed to repent when the Lord sent the prophets to point out the evil of their ways. The Lord, therefore, would bring judgment upon Israel and Judah. In our reading today, the Lord says that he will withdraw his presence from his people. Hosea writes, I will return again to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. In their distress, they will beg my favor. Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. In response to the prophet, the people try to convince themselves that God will forgive them because the Lord is good and loving and would not abandon them. They cry, come, let us return to the Lord, for it is he who has torn and he will heal us. He has struck down and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live before him. Hosea chapter 6, verse 12. However, God recognizes that their repentance is not genuine. Their repentance is motivated by fear rather than genuine penitence. The people have not really learned from their disobedience, but they want to benefit from God's grace and mercy. Israel went through the motions of repentance, offering sacrifices and burnt offerings to God. However, their sacrifices were rejected. God responds with, what shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Therefore, I have hewn them by the prophets. I have killed them by the words of my mouth. And my judgment goes forth as the light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. Hosea chapter 6, verses 4 to 6. What does God require of God's people? Steadfast love, not meaningless rituals. God requires unshakable, unwavering love. In response to God's unshakable, unwavering love. The first and greatest commandment calls on us to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. That is what God requires of God's people. And love, true love, expresses itself in action. If we truly love God, we will love God's world. We will love God's people. In our second lesson today from Romans chapter 4, Paul argues that all people, both Jews and Gentiles, enter into a right relationship with God on the basis of faith. Faith in God and in God's Son, Jesus Christ, who was faithful to God even unto death, death on a cross. What does God require of us? That we follow Jesus. In our gospel from Matthew chapter 9, Jesus calls Matthew the tax collector to follow me. Matthew immediately abandons his lucrative livelihood to follow Jesus. Matthew, the despised tax collector, responded to the love of Jesus and becomes his disciple. Jesus went to Matthew's house to have dinner in the company of many tax collectors and sinners. Sinners as labeled by the self-righteous Pharisees. As far as the Pharisees were concerned, a sinner was someone who made no pretense about following the law, and as a result did not perform acts of repentance when they broke the law. The fact that Jesus made no distinction between those who made no attempt to follow the law and those like the Pharisees who attempted, albeit mistaken, to live righteous lives, caused the Pharisees to question Jesus' behavior. They ask, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Matthew chapter 9, verse 11. Jesus responds, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what it means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call, I have come not to call not the righteous, but sinners." Matthew chapter 9, verses 12 and 13. What does God require of us? Mercy, not sacrifice. God requires us to act with tenderness and compassion. Kindness and compassion comes from love, God's love, the love that is available to us through the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to us at our baptism. If we are to do what God requires of us, we have to allow the Spirit of God to direct our lives. The Spirit of God must control our hearts, the center of our spiritual nature, and therefore direct our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Directed by the Spirit, we will be able to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit and exhibit love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, generosity, gentleness, and self-control. The Spirit of God will enable us to have a change of heart, from a heart of stone, an unloving, uncaring, selfish heart, to a heart of flesh, a heart of kindness and compassion, a heart that will show mercy out of love, love for God and love for each other. What does God require of us? That we are people of love, God's love, the love that is patient and kind, that is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude, the love that does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful, does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. The love that never ends. The love that comes through faith in God. The love demonstrated by Jesus in his ministry among the people, and more so by his death on the cross. The death of Jesus on the cross was the one full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice that God desired. Jesus says to us today, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." John chapter 15, verse 12. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord, you found Martha, you found Matthew at the tax collector's booth and called him to follow. May your church be as ready to respond to your summons. Make us a blessing, not a curse. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord, Pharisees were shocked at your mercy. Inspire our policies with your desire for redemption and repentance. As your promise rests on grace, so may we order our common life towards your generosity. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord, our taxes contribute towards common services. We pray for all those who work as tax officials and in our ministry of finance. Challenge our selfish greed and make us wise stewards of your rich bounty. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord, you stopped to heal a woman blighted by years of suffering. Show your compassion on all who are wearied by their ailments. Bring wholeness and deep healing to all who reach out to you. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord, at your touch, the little girl was restored to life. Hear the prayer of all whose hearts are torn by grief. Bring us to rise with you. Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, Change My Heart, O God. Sounds of Fellowship 58.
I am the king.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us, O love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This day, this week, and always. And so we pray that you will have a spirit-filled, productive, rewarding, satisfying week as we try to continue to serve God in whatever part of God's vineyard God has placed us. And we leave with the hymn, Je suis, je suis.